Wisconsin Bed and Breakfast Association Administrator Chris Ulmer says the new legislation is a big help, opening up a whole new segment of properties that are eligible to be licensed as B&Bs. She says this new legislation corrects the old law.
There was a clause added at that time that prohibited any structural additions, which was then interpreted to mean no new buildings could be built that would be used as bed and breakfast after 1990. Well, what this legislation did was it removed age as a requirement for getting a bed and breakfast license.
Bed and breakfasts were required to be the owner's personal residence. She says under the old law, any property built after 1990 had to comply with the significantly different commercial building codes. But the new law means more competition for existing B&Bs. Bayfield's old Rittenhouse Inn owner, Jerry Phillips, says the old law had merit. While restrictive, it spelled out the guidelines of what buildings did and did not qualify as potential bed and breakfasts.
You could say, I know that I need to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I can do that. Or I can't do that in this structure because there is no way I can do fire escapes off the third floor.
Phillips says the clarity of the old law was useful because bed and breakfasts must abide by a number of strict guidelines. For example, a bed and breakfast is prohibited from serving lunch or dinner unless the building is equipped with restaurant-grade kitchen facilities. Phillips says he is curious and hopeful to see how the new legislation will affect Wisconsin's bed and breakfasts. Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.